Let's follow a big debate in women's health. The question is whether doctors should start using a newly approved test to screen women for cervical cancer. Advocates say that test will prevent more cervical cancer cases and save more lives. Critics say the extra knowledge will end up doing more harm than good. NPR's Rob Stein reports.
It's a Wednesday morning at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital in Washington, and Robin Reith has an appointment with her OBGYN.
Robin, you can come in and have a seat.
What brings you in today?
Here just for my annual physical.
Okay, great.
Dr. Andrea Singer runs through all the usual stuff, any weird aches and pains, eating right. Eventually, Dr. Singer gets around to talking about screening for cervical cancer.
We might be doing something a little bit different than what we've been doing in the past when we've screened you.
Instead of the test they've been doing for years, the Pap smear, which takes a quick swab to get some cells to send off to some lab.
Now, what the sort of new thinking is actually looking at just doing HPV testing, so just looking for the virus.
The human papillomavirus, because HPV causes almost all the cervical cancers out there.
I had heard something about that, but I didn't quite understand what that actually means for me.
What it means for Robin and all the other women showing up at their OBGYNs these days is a very good question. The company that makes the test says HPV screening would catch more women at risk for cervical cancer early. Paul Brown heads Roche Molecular Diagnostics.
If we can detect either the risk or early disease much earlier on, then we should have many less women ultimately getting cervical cancer. And that's, of course, the holy grail, in a way, of a screening program.
But not everyone's so sure. Susan Wood at George Washington University says lots of women have HPV, but only some of them will get cervical cancer.
Like a cold virus, everyone gets it. Women who are sexually active are going to get this virus. It comes and it goes. It's only if the virus happens to stay around for a period of years that it is associated with the precancerous conditions, which, if not treated, could go on to become cancer.
So screening everyone for the virus will end up scaring a lot of women for no reason. And Diana Zuckerman, who heads a health advocacy group, says that's just the first problem.
When a woman gets a result that says she's got this virus, she then goes for what's called a colposcopy, which is a procedure that is somewhat expensive, somewhat painful, and can result in finding abnormalities that may result in biopsies that can actually cause real harm to the woman.
Like making it harder for her to carry a pregnancy all the way through 9 months. And, for what in many cases, turns out to be nothing. And that's not all. Most cervical cancers are caused by HPV, that's true, but not all of them. So just looking for the virus might end up missing some cancers.
Our greatest fear is that replacing the Pap smear with the HPV test will result in more women getting cervical cancer and dying from cervical cancer rather than fewer.
But Brown from Roche and others dispute all that. They say a big study the company sponsored of more than 47,000 women found HPV testing clearly beat the Pap smear.
What we were able to show was that 1 in 10 women that were clear by a normal Pap test had already got precancer. So just drives home the point that, you know, as good as a normal Pap is, it does miss disease that you can pick up and detect with an HPV test.
Ann Brown says that's without causing any more unnecessary follow-up testing. Lots of OBGYNs are still trying to sort all this out. Some, like David Chelmo at Virginia Commonwealth University, say they're waiting for more information about how best to use the test before deciding what to do.
Although there has been a lot of people very aggressive at the extremes of the issue, like with most controversies, the truth is in between. I don't think there's any huge problem with this. I don't as yet see huge advantages compared to what we're currently doing.
For her part, Robin Reith is looking forward to trying the new test.
You always kind of wonder, like when I had regular Paps, like, do they see everything? So with the specific test, I feel like, you know, they're going to be looking exactly for what could cause cervical cancer.
Several major medical groups are taking a close look at this debate and plan to issue specific guidelines soon for how best to use HPV testing to screen women for cervical cancer. Rob Stein, NPR News.